Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Keep this frequency clear.
Are you ready?
Smack my bitch.
Come in, welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast. Mac, my mischief. What did I just say? Edit. Mac, my picks up. Good Lord. What the hell was I reading? Oh, boy, we're coming at you live in a minute from the meeting streets of San Mateo, California. And boy, that was a major slip up there. Mac, my picks up. Good Lord. UFC Fight Night 107, Manuel versus Anderson, and not to mention, of course, World Series of Fighting 35. So that's pretty exciting. We know they're still around. With me, as always, not Proteus, who, listen, he needs a well-deserved time day off. I mean, he's been covering for my butt far too long. But with me, as always, the star of the show, of course, Marco from Waco, and, of course, the beautiful Pam. At least we have them, thank God, to carry the show and carry my rear, who's apparently not able to say smack my picks up edition, right? So we have Saturday, of course, UFC Fight Night 107, and of course on Sunday on NBC, World Series of Fighting continues. So they're not defunct as I thought they were. So let's get back into it, guys. Let's meet the lovely lady. The lady not only has dirty birds and cats, I don't think she has any.
I have dogs.
Right? No. Do you? Boy,
I
you
have two dogs,
two
yes.
Dirty birds. Is there anyone that has a nickname the cat can be the Pantera, and the dog, we don't know. Is there a dog? A dirty dog? I don't know. Let's meet her. The beautiful Pam. Hit my music. Hit it.
Hi, everybody. How's everyone doing tonight?
Damn, I'm in big trouble. Did you hear what I said? I said smack my... It wasn't picked. I just
said.
You know what?
Oops.
Yeah, Marco's going to get on me on this one. Let's meet the star of the
show,
That's
what you call
Pam.
A Freudian slip.
At least, right? Let's meet the star of the show, the man who never makes mistakes on radio, but does. Pick fights with the one and only T. Woodley. Hit it, Marco from Waco.
Marco from Waco. Tony, you feel like you're on a well. Get off the well.
Am I still bad?
You're on a well, dude, but it's okay. We'll power through.
All right, you guys have to carry me through. And by the way, let's do the ending like we did it last week. It was perfect with Marco doing the close. Although I need Pam to do, since Proteus isn't here, Pam needs to do, and like I'll do the like that, and Pam will do the. We're gone.
Indeed.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, let's get into it, guys. UFC Fight Night, Manuel versus Anderson. Also known as UFC Fight Night 107 in London at the O2 Arena in London, England. And I'll tell you, I've seen better cards in London, England, and this is not one of them. Marco, you want to work from the bottom on up or from the top on down? Your call.
Bottom up.
All right, let's
That's
do
how
it.
I work right, it, from the bottom up.
Oh, man. See, I'm not the only one. Doing that. Hang on, we got to give him a rim shot for that. Proteus, did you hear that?
What did he say? I totally missed that. What did he say?
He goes, that's the way I always work. From the bottom and work my way up.
That's right. Start from the bottom.
Oh, my God.
And work your way to the top.
All right.
Isn't that,
that's exactly what
right,
I did
right?
buddy.
Oh, boy. All right, boy, Proteus, we're already getting there, even without you. See, now we need the voice of reason. Let's get into it, guys.
Indeed.
Indeed. Let's get into it, right? Darn, you know what?
Yeah.
Here I am, and of course not. Can't find the music. Hit it! All right. We work to the featherweight on up. Arnold Allen versus Makwan Amirakani. Oh, boy. Good luck with those. Of course, the British fighter Arnold Allen, 5'8". And you know what? He has a great nickname, Almighty Allen. How do you like that, guys?
Mm-hmm.
11-1, only one loss to a Martine, and not the good one. Well, even Martine wasn't a good one. And he's going up against Makwan Amirakani. Good Lord. From Finland, Mr. Finland Maku. How do you like that? 5'10", guys. And Amirakani, of course, one hell of a grappler. Dangerous as all hell. And he's going at 13-2. We go to the one and only, I think we have Marco. We go to the one and only, boy, we're all over the place, guys, today. We go to the one and only Marco. Will it be the British Allen or the Finnish Amirakani?
First of all, this whole show is exclusive of Fight Pass. So if you suckers don't got Fight Pass, you don't get to see it. And you have to get up early. Because guess what? They're doing it on prime time in England. So, screw us, we have to get up early. But I know about Amirakani, man. Mr. Finland, you know, he got a he's a really good interview in the Hill Wanted show. He's kind of funny as hell. I like this guy. Good grappler, like you say, you know, he's a good fighter. Allen, he's also a good striker. You know, he got from that traditional striking background of all the freaking British people come from. This fight for me is the sleeper fight of the whole night. It's probably going to be the fight of the night. But I am ready with Amirakani. I believe in this guy. Like I said, he's a good grappler. He got a good record. He's been away for a while, you know, tending to some injuries. He hasn't fought since last June. So I'm actually really looking forward to this fight. And this fight with my boy Amirakani, I'm going to give Allen the respect he deserves because it's going to be fired up. Fighting on his home soil, you know, if it's going to be an easy out, but I'll see Amirakani is going to take a decision. Let's make it a 28-28 unanimous decision for Amirakani.
Wow. So to the decision we go. Marco, of course, choosing Amirakani, Mr. Finland, that is.
I want to see Amirakani. Yeah. I want to see Amirakani eat one of those fruits again on camera, man.
Oh, man, the fruit-eating finish. What say you, young lady?
Okay, well, Arnold the Almighty, he is the fifth youngest guy on the roster, on the UFC roster. He's a young guy. I think he's a sleeper. I don't think people give him credit for his fighting style or his fights. He's a boxer and wrestler. Famous of flying knee. His 5 wins by KO, and he is on a 4-fight winning streak, and he is a Gracie jiu-jitsu black belt, I think, blue belt. Anyway, I'm tired. This time change is killing me. Anyways, I am going with Mr. Finland. I am, seriously, this time change I'm messed up. But, you know, both of these guys also have one performance of the night. Mr. Finland, he has 10 first-round finishes. 9 of those are by submission. He is a Finnish champ in Greco-Roman and freestyle wrestling. And I am not going decision. I'm going first-round submission with Mr. Finland.
Wow. You know what's funny? If you look at these guys, I think Arnold Allen is more of a kickboxer than anything else in what I've seen. Both of them only have a couple fights in the UFC banner.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, I think Marco were cage warrior guys. But you know what? I agree with Marco. I think it's going to be Amirakani. I don't think it's going to go. I don't think anyone's going to finish anyone. If anyone finishes anyone, I think it's Allen basically finishing Amirakani, which I don't see. But I agree with Marco. I think it's going to go all the way. I think it's going to be gritty, maybe bloody. So I see it going 3 rounds, and I see it going to Amirakani.
And both of them, keep in mind that both of them, I don't know, not me. I'm good. I'm clear of all animals right now. That's one of y'all.
Both of them? Tammy?
What?
Close the door, Rodrigo.
Did we lose Pam?
No, I'm quiet here. I'm alone here.
All right. You said both of them. I was waiting for the next one. Good Lord. All right. Let's move up, guys. Go ahead, Pam.
Somebody's got a cuckoo in their house.
How about that? Hopefully it's not me. I hope it's not Tony Ferguson. We go to the bantamweight. We go, guys. Brad Pickett hanging up that hat that Pam loves so much, going up against Marlon Vera. Brad Pickett, well, you do like that hat, right? Brad Pickett, 38 years young, guys. Is it him? All right, Brad One Punch Pickett, also known as the Dirty Hat. I'm sorry, the Dirty Bird, forgive me, I'm joking. Of course, fighting out of London, ATT though, guys. Everyone thinks he's going to hang it up, and to be honest with you guys, if you look at his last five, he's 1-4, guys, in his last five. Make matters worse, he's 1-5 in his last five, and we can keep going with that because it's been brutal, guys, recently. Forget that he lost to Faber. Forget that he lost to Alcantara. He did beat Rivera, and I'm not sure that was a win, but he's going up against, guys, the one and only Marlon Vera. That was my golden retriever, for whatever reason, acting up, guys. 24 years young, guys, 23-1. And honestly, if you look at Marlon's record, he hasn't been very impressive either, guys. He's 3-2 in his last five. Did fight good fighters. Honestly, I think Brad Pickett. I think this is a gimme for Brad Pickett. But we go to the beautiful Pam. What say you?
You know, as much as I would like Brad Pickett to win this fight, because he did talk about retiring, and he did talk about fighting one last time, and he wanted it to be in London so he could retire on his home turf. And for that reason, I mean, I would hope that he wins this fight, but I really don't think that he's going to. He's 38 years old, which, you know, that's not old, but in MMA years, I mean, poor dude, he's just been through the ringer. He's, you know, lost five of his last six fights. You know, he goes by one punch. He has not had a TKO since 2012, so that's 5 years ago. Marlon Vera, El Chito, he has five wins by submission. He's a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. He, you know, both of them have a great cardio. Both of them, submission, striking, takedowns. But I just think that Vera, his youth is going to be a plus on this. And he's noted for his triangle choke, and I think this one too. I'm calling a first round submission on this one.
Wow, first round, Marco, the lovely Pam picking. I'm assuming you're choosing Marlon Vera. Is that right?
Chito. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going with Chito.
So Vera, no relation to Brandon. Vera, we go to the one and only Marco. Marco, what say you? Will it be Vera, or will it be the hat?
Dude, as much as I would like Pickett to freaking go on a win, because he said it himself, this is his last fight. He's going to retire, win or lose, after this fight. He's been trying to do this retirement fight for like three fights in a row. This is a short notice replacement on Vera. But I don't got the feeling that he's going to be able to pull it off. This kid, though he's short notice, he's younger, hungrier, and more athletic, better grappler. It's not going to be good for Pickett. I mean, he's going to put a good effort, you know, a spirited effort, because he's going to have the crowd behind him and all that crap. But like Pam said, he's his one punch moniker is only that, a moniker, because like she said, he hasn't like thrown the lights out of anybody since 2012. And before that, you know, I think the other TKO he got was in 2010. So, yeah, he's a better striker on paper, but I don't see he's going to be able to pull it off. I think this kid is going to be smart. He's going to take him down. He's going to grind him out, and he's going to submit him on the second round. So I also pick him better by second round submission.
Wow. You know what? I guess I'm shocked, guys, because I'm looking at Chito Vera, right? 3-2 in his last five. He has four fights in the UFC, but he's really 2-2 in the UFC. And really, aside from Marco Beltran, shout out to Marco, right? He really hasn't fought anyone. And Brad Pickett, yeah. Any way you want to look at it, guys, he is 1-4, like Pam said, in his last five. Make matters worse, he's 3-7 in his last 10. And, I mean, the last time that he really was, I mean, he did beat Demetrius Johnson, but that was a lifetime ago, right? He did, of course, beat Demacio Page, but really, we're talking about way over 5 years ago. He hasn't been the same fighter, no doubt about it, but he's not one to get finished, guys. I mean, he did get triangled by Yuri Alcantara, but he's not one to get finished. So I do think Brad is going to win a decision. It's probably going to be a split decision, and he may not even have really won it. But I'm taking one punch to give it best for one night. So I'm picking Brad Pickett. Split decision. How about that, Marco? Three rounds.
You're following your heart, not your head. You're following your heart, not your head.
I am.
Are we doing comedy night tonight?
What's that?
I said by your pick. Are we doing comedy night tonight? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man! Son of a gun! Already ripping on me. Oh boy! So much for trying to do the right thing. You know what? I'm sorry for his hat and I'm sorry for his nose, but I do think he's gonna pull it off, guys.
Well, you know what? If he does, that would be nice. No, I mean if he does, so that would be nice to do that on, you know, and retire.
Don't get me wrong. I am rooting for Brad Pickett. I am rooting for him, but I don't think he's going to pull it off. I'm being very cool and calculated about this, and I think Vera is a better fighter just because of the youth and the grappling experience and because he's just hungrier on his fighting career. Pickett, whether he lose or win, he's hanging it up after this fight.
Yep.
If you got one foot out, it's not you're not part of the game anymore. You're thinking about that retirement. That is why I don't think he's going to be all in on this fight.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you guys. I think, though, he has one foot out because he knows that he's going to be released anyway. So I think that's why he has one foot out, because I think he knows best days are past him. Guys, we go to the welterweight. We go, guys. And, boy, we're gonna have a lot of fun with this because we have World Series next.
Yes, we are.
To the welterweight we go, guys. And this is going to be a good fight, guys, because we're talking about Pam's pony and Marco's Let's Get It On. Well, not Marco, but Pam's pony. How about that? Gunnar Nelson, guys. Gunny Nelson going up against Alan, the model, Jovan. And I don't know, I mean, how the heck are you going to hate on someone that looks like that? I like the guy. What am I going to say? Nelson, of course. Not to be confused, Marco, with what we know, what the Nelson brothers are. He wasn't in camp. Could it be? Guys, is this the same part of the Nelson that we know?
Yeah, the boy band, no. Yeah.
No?
He was the blonde one,
no,
right?
He's not one of those? Yeah, he's not. No, all right. No? All right. Wrong Nelson. Let's take that one. All right. You hear that? How do you like that? That's a find right there, guys. You think it's easy to find music from the Nelson brothers? Good Lord. This is a find.
Oh, that was
bad. Boy, come on, guys. I got crickets on that one. That was a good find, guys.
That was funny. Yeah, that was funny.
All right. We go to the one.
I am not impressed with your performance.
The funny thing is, though, Gunny Nelson, 28 years young, guys, 15-2-1, right? 5-11. He's going up against Allen, the Brahma, Jovan, 34 years young. And damn, I'm jealous because he actually does look 34. 15-4, 6 foot. And this guy is a specimen. If you ever see his training workouts, for someone that's a wannabe kickboxer like I've been for the last 10 years, this guy's pretty badass, guys. The funny thing is, I've seen probably most of Allen Jovan's fights professionally, at least since his RFA days, guys. 4-1 in his last five, besides losing brutally to Tumanov, I've never really seen him get outclassed, guys, so this is going to be funny. Mm-mm. So we go to the one and only, right? I mean, this is not easy. So let's go to the one and only Pam Marco, because you know she has her pony ready for the one and only Jovan. Should we even go through this, Pam?
Really? Yeah, just cue my music and let me tell you what's up.
Yeah, should we even go through this, Marco? We know no. what she's going to pick. Should we even go through this, Marco?
Okay, here we go. He's getting into the groove, so don't mess with Marco. Okay. Gunnar Nelson versus Allen Jovan. Let me pause while I say that. Okay. I know Gunnar, he's a submission artist. He has 10 wins by submission, 4 by KO. He's a Renzo Gracie jiu-jitsu black belt. He's a brown belt in karate. He has power. He has cardio. But he is going up against Allen Jovan. Okay, take another pause. Allen Jovan is coming off of 3 straight wins and that last horrific loss by Tumarov. He has good cardio. I think he is probably one of the most disciplined fighters out there because when he throws a punch, he doesn't throw it haphazardly. Everything that he does is planned. He's Muay Thai and brown belt in jiu-jitsu. And an FYI, he has 2 consecutive Gogo Pilates submissions as an amateur. I think his kicks are actually going to keep Gunnar at bay. And I am actually going with a second round TKO. He's explosive. He's dynamic. He's very technical. And he's patient. He waits for his punches. So, I just think you can't out-finesse him. So second round TKO for me. And thanks
course,
for coming,
Marco,
y'all. The show is over.
Keep in mind, Marco, this is definitely not a biased one at all.
No, all right. Not at all.
Pam has no interest in Allen Jovan. Zip. We go to the one and only Marco. What say you?
Now, is he new, though? Is he a new guy? I had to look him up.
Hey, this for me is the best fight of the whole card. And I've been struggling with this fight because Gunnar Nelson, for all his accolades, he is the better grappler, right? By far, if this fight goes to the ground, Allen Jovan is in trouble, and he's probably going to get submitted. But I don't think that's going to happen. For all the accolades of Gunnar Nelson, his striking is a little bit too counter-strike centric. He does not pull the trigger enough, and he wastes around too much. Jovan, on the other hand, is willing to mix it up, is willing to throw volume, and is willing to pepper you with a strike. I think the better striker is Jovan. You got to be careful with Gunnar because he can crack. Ask Brandon Tasca how it worked out for him. You know, he got cracked and then submitted. But if I truly believe if Jovan is able to keep it standing by sheer volume and action, he's going to be able to pull a unanimous decision. This is a 3-rounder. And I always concern with Gunnar Nelson about the fact that he is way too patient. He does not throw enough. He's always waiting and waiting and waiting, and that is going to be his undoing. Like, the caveat here being, if he gets to the ground, I think it's curtains for Jovan because Gunnar Nelson is the best grappler in the division, except for Demian Maia, that is the best ever, you know. Second to Demian Maia is Gunnar Nelson, grappling-wise. But I don't think Gunnar Nelson is going to be able to take it to the ground because he's not the kind of guy that looks for a double leg or a single leg. he usually gets those looks and trip jiu-jitsu trips, and Jovan got really good takedown defense. So I'm picking Jovan on this one, and I'm picking him by a unanimous decision win at up enough 30-27 just because of action alone. Gunnar is not going to be able to counter Jovan like he wants to, and he's not going to have the urgency to try to steal around or take around. And if he tries to take it to the ground, he's going to fail. The only way, like, if he clips Jovan and he gets it to the ground, the story changes. But I don't think he's going to be able to take Jovan on a unanimous decision.
I think we're going to be boring on this one, guys, because I think we're all across the board on the same thing. And for me, it's going to be a little different, Marco, because when I'm looking at Jovan, I mean, obviously he's lightning fast, great Muay Thai game. I didn't know that he had much of a game in terms of a BJJ game. So when Pam said that, I was a little surprised that he's a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, because I think Alan Jovan, I don't see him going on the ground very often. But if you see his losses, guys, his loss obviously to Alves, that's kind of, did he really lose? Not really, right? Tumanov, he was literally outclassed, and I was surprised by that because he was outstruck. But I don't see Gunnar Nelson doing that, guys. And worst part is, Gunnar Nelson, when he goes up against good strikers, with the exception of Tumanov, who he submitted, right, via neck crank, with the exception of that, guys, Woody didn't look good against Rick Story. Brandon Thatch, he did win rear naked choke, but Brandon Thatch is no longer Brandon Thatch. And Damian Maia going up against anyone in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Damian Maia wins. I agree with you guys, but I think Gunnar Nelson's going to lose because of inactivity, not because Jovan's a better fighter. So I'm choosing Jovan in a decision, just like Marco said, because you know what, guys? I'm going to go. Only because this is in vogue. So hear me going on my – hold on, guys. Get ready. I'm going on a limb here. I'm going on a limb here. Hang on.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
That's right. I'm going to say Alan Jovan in a flying knee, either the second or the third round, KO or TKO.
Okay.
All
right.
He's going to push it. Ina Edson Barbosa?
That would be nice.
Yeah, exactly. Edson Barbosa, what he did to my boy, Benil Dariush, that was brutal. Oh, damn. That was brutal, guys. No doubt about it. You know what? Our boy Proteus is wanting me to cue the music for Pam, but we're going to move on because we have the World Series of Fighting, and I'm going to cue Pam's music for Lance Palmer as well. Guys, to the big boys, kind of. To the light heavyweight we go, guys. Well, they're not heavyweights. They're at the light heavyweight.
Well, they're gigantic,
Jimmy
though.
Jimmy Posterboy Manoa. Yeah, kind of. Jimmy and I are the same height, so not really. Jimmy Posterboy Manoa, 37 years young, guys. 16-2, and of course 6 feet tall. Going up against Corey Overtime Anderson. 27 years young, 9-2 and 6-3. Overtime, of course, I'll be very talented. I don't think he's faced the kind of fighters that Jimmy Posterboy Manoa has. English Manoa guys, 3-2 in his last 5 fights. But he's only lost top-tier fighters in this. Alexander Gustafsson and, of course, Anthony Rumble Johnson. We go to the one and only Marco. Will it be Posterboy or will it be Overtime?
I'm riding with a younger buck here, Overtime. Formerly known as Beast in 25A, something like that. Beast in 25A, there you go.
25-08 or something, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But I am concerned with Jimmy Manoa, you know, especially he's A37. He's not a young buck. He's a really good striker, so, you know, Corey does not want to play the striking game with Jimmy Manoa because he will go lights out. But Corey Anderson is the way better wrestler. You know, his wrestling acumen is far superior. And I don't think Jimmy's going to be able to withstand the grinding. You know, Corey is a five-rounder. Let's remember that. Corey Anderson is going to be able to, you know, get the single leg or double leg against the cage and play the grounding game against this guy, because he does not want to play the punching game with this dude. You know, as good as the Corey Anderson boxing is, Jimmy Manuel striking is better. So if he's a smart, and I see he's a smart kid with a smart camp, he's going to ground this guy, take him to the ground, ground and pound, rinse and repeat for all five rounds, and he's going to win a unanimous 49-46 decision. I'm going to give Manuel one round, you know, he's probably going to rally. But like I said, Jimmy Manuel, one is his age. Two is I think he's a little bit overrated, because all his wins, he doesn't really get a signature win. He doesn't get a signature win. Corey Anderson, on the other hand, he lost to Shogun in a fight that he probably should have won. But like I said, the younger prospect, you know, a hungrier guy with the wrestling game that can neutralize that striking game of Manua, Corey Anderson, unanimous decision, 49-46.
Wow. So, by the way, I do have to give this. Hold on. Breaking news, guys. Proteus picking Gunnar Nelson. What are the chances of that happening, right? We won't cue the music there, but Proteus takes Gunny. Proteus is the only one going down for Gunnar Nelson. Maybe I should cue the music for Protos on that one. So, of course, the one and only Marco going with all five rounds. Corey Anderson, man, I don't see that happening. What say you, Pam? Will it be Corey Anderson, or will it be the poster boy?
Okay, well, if you look at their stats, they're virtually identical, except for the age. Both of them have a 79-inch reach. The one thing with Manoa is he's pretty well-rounded as far as his submissions, takedowns, and striking. 53% of his fighting is striking. He does have two losses by KO and 14 wins by KO, but the last time he actually knocked somebody out was in 2013, if that makes sense. He has only gone the distance with Blachowicz. Is that how you say his name, Blachowicz? So, which makes me question his cardio. And, you know, he is a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, and his two losses against Johnson and Gustafsson. But Corey Anderson, on the other hand, he is he's a wrestler. He's a two-time college wrestling All-American. Six of his 10 fights have gone the distance, and he has two losses, one to Shogun and one to Vellante. He's also a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. But, you know, he uses his hip pressures to control top position when he's grappling. So I think that Manoa is going to tire. He's going to try to come out punching, and he's going to tire. And Corey Anderson's going to sub. I call it a third-round submission. Corey Anderson.
Wow. All right, so this is where Proteus and I are going to go rogue here, you guys. Because I literally want to say, what are you talking about, man? Nothing, Manua? Nothing?
Mm-mm.
What are we talking about?
I know you're not talking to us.
All right, got it. Good Lord. Proteus, that didn't work. Hold on. Yeah,
what are we talking
on that
about?
One. Exactly.
Isn't he supposed to be taking a nap or something?
Ooh, shots fired. You know what? We're not going
to
go
time
there.
To go take
oh,
a nap.
Man. No. We're going to give him a what's up.
Yeah.
All right, guys, Manuel versus Anderson. I agree with Prados on this one. I there's no way, guys, any of these guys are going five rounds. I'm pretty sure Manuel has never gone five rounds in his life. I could be wrong.
One
hold
time.
On, let's see. Two, three.
One time
he went three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I, Corey Anderson, if anything, has more cardio than Manoa, but there's no way, dude. Now I sound just like Prados. There's no way this goes five rounds, guys.
Your inner California came out, dude. Santan, dude.
Yeah, there's no way, guys. This will not go five rounds. There's no way. Hang on, guys. Get ready. We have a special treat here. Hold on, let's get this thing ready. Yep, special treat, breaking news. Hang on.
Well, I can't let everybody call me out like this, like I'm a punk ass bitch, can I?
We got you out of the well.
No.
Get off your mind, Kate.
I'm trying to have a good. I'm trying to have a good night with my family, and I get it. Waza.
Do you have your footy pajamas on?
Something, guys. No, I have no pajamas on. I just got in from having a good night with my parents. Thank you very much, Pam, for making fun of me the whole time. I appreciate that. Have you told the rest of the boys my nickname that you've come up with?
Oh, the Canadian Cutie. That's our podium, the Canadian Cutie.
Oh.
So it was you know how it's always snowing up there. So I gave him two options. I said the Canadian Cutie or the Siberian Stud. He chose the Cutie.
She's not Russian, so. Yeah.
Well, it might as well be with all that damn snow they have.
Anyway,
I'm sorry. I think where you're rocking that beer, too, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Fetch.
Hold on, wait a second. What's going on here? Everyone's sitting on throttles. Hang on. What's going on here? What kind of show is this?
Okay.
What kind of show is this, Brody? I started doing the Mac My Dig Up. What the hell is going on here?
Everybody's
guys?
Like all on the beers, and I told him he looked Amish.
Yeah, let's finish with the pigs, and then we can pick up Prados again.
And we can roast.
That's
we
right.
can have our roast.
Prados. So we go to the light heavyweight. It's Jimmy Manuel versus Corey 25-8. Forget 24-7. He's overtime. He's 25-08. What say you, Prados?
Yeah, I'm going to take Jimmy, second round KO. It's going to be it's a really good contest, and it made me think a lot. But I think the London fans are going to be treated by the hometown guy knocking somebody out.
Didn't you say Jimmy?
I did say Jimmy. Yeah. Do you guys remember that movie? Jimmy?
Yeah, I do.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Okay.
Oh, man. All right. Good Lord. All right. Brody's not going to stay with us for the rest of the picks?
Yeah.
Yes,
sure.
He is.
Brody's all right. Let's go into it, guys. We move on to the east side.
Right, now, What is your pick?
I'm going exactly with Prados. There's no way these guys go five rounds, guys. Impossible. So I'm going, and again, I know that Anderson once went five, and that was when he was 22 versus 27. Jimmy Manoa, there's no possible way, guys. Right, Brian Callen?
Right.
That's right. It's ridiculous. It's not going to go five. Second round KO. Jimmy, what's up, Manoa?
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
All right, guys. Good Lord, this is not going well. But let's move up, guys, because we do have fights to go, and everyone's living on a prayer, right, Prados? Nothing? All right, guys.
Halfway there. Oh, goodness.
There we go! Let's go, guys. We got to move. We go to the World Series of Fighting 35. Which, you know what? At least they're still alive, guys, because we thought they were gone. Ray Sefo told us today, or when was it? When he was on Junkie. Shout out to Gorgeous George, who will be on next week, hopefully. So shout out to GG. But the one and only Ray Sefo said they're still around, Prados. We go to the bantamweight. We go. Good luck with this one. Hold on. Get the TJ Who's Your Mama ready, guys, because we're going to need it for this one.
Right.
Prados, are you ready? Get it ready. Hang on. I'm scrolling all the way up, and Prados knows what I mean by that. Okay, get ready, guys.
Okay.
Beklubot. Magomedov. Hang on, get that ready. Hit it.
TJ, who's your mama?
That's right,
Connor?
Who the
fuck is that guy?
That's right. Magomedov, 26 years young guy, 17-1, 5'8", the Russian Magomedov. Not only has one loss, same thing, guys, one fight removed, but Magomedov is entering his third fight in the World Series of Fighting and maybe the last, right? Because World Series of Fighting will become LFA. Who the hell knows? Mm-hmm. But he does have heavy hands, guys. He's going up against – I love these fighters, guys. Well, you can't even find out how old they are. Donovan Freelo. Not free love, Freelo, not freeloader, Freelo, 6-1-0, guys, 5-6, fighting out of Las Vegas. Freelo, again, has only lost once, guys, once removed. His lone loss, World Series of Fighting, get this, 24 in 2015. It was not so long ago, guys, that World Series of Fighting was something. Right, Ray?
Excuse me, bitch!
Oh, man, sorry about that. Good Lord, hold on. I don't want to get Ray Seppo angry. We go to the one and only Prados. Prados, will it be Magomedov or will it be Freelove? I mean, Freelo.
Yeah, I heard. Right. I heard. As you said, Ray Seppo.
Yeah, Ray Seppo said they're still
Ray
around.
On,
hello.
Yeah. On Junkie, and he was talking about these fights, and I have to lean every time I see a Medov or a Dov at mm-hmm. the end of somebody's name, I have to go towards them again. I say it again. These Russian fighters or these Belarusian fighters or these, you know, Kazakhstan fighters, wherever they're from, these Russian states, they're hard as nails. And I can't go against him. So I'm going to go with Magomedov in this fight, even though TJ, who's your mama, on free love there, I'm still going to go with Magomedov. I'm probably going to say he's going to eke out a decision, but he might knock him out too. I mean, World Series of Fighting, I wish you the best. And it's hard to know what these people are because a lot of them don't have Wikipedia pages.
Ooh. Damn! Good Lord, we go to one only Marco. Marco, will it be Mr. Freelove himself, or will it be the dog?
Dude, all these Dagestani fighters are made out of freaking adamantium. So I'm going to pick Magomedov, and he's going to murk this guy Freelove. This guy Magomedov comes from the same camp that Khabib comes in Dagestan. So, yeah, it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be ugly. He's 17-1 for a reason. He's probably wrestling bears and you know, fucking the Jerry in the ass out there in freaking Dagestan. So,
oh, my God. Magomedov. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Second round knockout.
Wow.
This is not going to be pretty. This guy, Freelo, like Prado said, you cannot even find these guys. You can Google it and you can find nothing about this guy. The 500 and Chervo got almost nothing. Like, I can't research this motherfucker. You know, he pissed me off. And Magomedov at least have a record to build on. The one loss was a long time ago. So, yeah, Magomedov by knockout second round.
Good Lord. Man, we're not giving Freelove, Freelove, of course. We're giving him a nickname, though. We're not giving Freelove any chance. Gosh, we go to the lovely Pam, who's on the Snack, Crackle, and Pop division. Pammy,
that's you. No, I am. That's y'all. So let me tell you what. I'm like the Canadian cutie. Anytime there's an OV and EV, I call them the OVs. I usually go with the OVs. This particular OV is from Dagestan, and normally I would go with Beg Bulat. He's 26 years old. Now his he's 17-1-0. He is on a 16 fight winning streak. The last five have gone the distance and won by decision. His last TKO was in 2013. Donovan Freelo, on the other hand, he replaced Timur Valier on short notice. So he's coming in on a short notice for this fight. He's got a 5-win streak. 4 of those wins are by submission. His submission wins have come in the first or second round. And I think he wants to prove a point by coming in as a last-minute fighter. And I am picking him to win by a second-round submission. And he's 32, oh, wow. Just so y'all know.
He is.
By the way, how the heck did Pam find all this information out? Good like Lord. A
girl. Okay, you know what? Because I'm a woman.
I guess. Good Lord. So you're saying that.
Look at the big brain of Pam.
Yeah, alternative what the fact. Hell's going on out here? Yeah, alternative fact for sure. Good Lord.
Fetch.
Freelo is 32, good just so you know, as well. Freelo is 32. Mm-hmm. I got it right in front of me.
Yeah. Magomedov. Is that how you say that? He's 26.
Oh, say it again.
Magomedov. Magomedov.
No. Say that again.
Thank you, dummies.
Magomedov.
Say that again.
Screw
oh,
you.
I got it. Okay. Magomedov. Okay, I got gotcha. Okay.
Oh, man, that sounds horrible. Oh! Good Lord. Joe's freaking out already. Gosh. I guess let's move on.
School
good work, team.
Okay.
What is your pick, right, Tony? Guys. What is your pick,
you
Tony?
You know what? I'm definitely going to pick hold on. Let's get this straight so that I make everyone happy here. I'm going with Bekalac.
TJ, who's your mama?
So I'm taking Bekalac Magomedov via KO. Let's just say, you know what? Let's say he K's him in the second. Second round KO, Magomedov. All right, guys.
Okay.
We're going to go to the Proteus, cue the music, because it's a coming. The one and only Lance Palmer is going to get ready for Pam. Right, Pam?
Okay, I got you.
I guess
thank
not.
You, dummies.
All right, never mind. All right, good okay. Lord. All right, guys, let's get into it. The one and only Lance the Party Animal Palmer. Just the party. Lance the Party Palmer, 29 years young, Pam, 11-2. 5'6", and believe me, he's all of 5'6". He's going up against Andre the Bull Harrison, who? 15-0, guys. Say what you will. He's 15-0. The Long Island, New York product, Andre the Bull Harrison, is undefeated. Keep in mind, he fought me. He fought Proteus. He fought Marco. He fought Pam. He fought Moody. So Andre the Bull Harrison is beating Vegas Ford. He's beating the best, guys. He's going up against the Party Palmer, Team Alpha Male's Party Palmer, that is. The wrestling machine, guys, 4-1 in his last 5, 4-2 overall in World Series of Fighting. We go to the one and only Pam. Will it be Andre the Bull, undefeated? But by the way, we forgot to mention with Andre the Bull Harrison, guys, he also has an interim title in the UFC. But then again, you have an interim title. I have an interim title. My dog, Sparky, has an interim title. We all have interim titles. Pam, will it be the Palmer or will it be the Bull?
I think Team Alpha Male is on a roll here. You know he fights with Team Alpha Male. So Lance Palmer, he's 29. Actually, he's got a 69-inch reach. He's on a 7-fight win streak. 4-time All-American wrestler coming out of Ohio State. So he's a submission artist. 8 of his fights have gone the distance. Andre Harrison, 15-0, he comes out of Belmore Kickboxing. He's 15 fights undefeated, 10 by decision, 3 by KO. 8 of his last fights have gone all rounds. His last TKO was 2016. He was TKO'd in 2016, and his last TKO was in 2014. So it's going to go to Lance the Party Palmer, second round rear naked choke.
Second round,
and
rear naked
I'm
choke.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Rear naked
That's
choke.
Right. For Lance the Party Palmer, I do have to say one thing, though, Pam. Let's get this straight. You said Team Alpha Male is on a roll? No, they're not. They lost. Wait a second. They lost Paige Van Zandt. Mm-hmm. They are not on a roll. Sorry.
Okay, who just took the belt away from Cruz?
Oh, now you're those are alternative facts. We don't deal with alternative facts, right, Prados? Yeah, what
hey,
the hell is
I'm
going
not surprised,
on out here,
motherfuckers?
That's right. What
alternative
kind of
facts?
That's right.
How
we go to the one and only Prados.
Yes, sir.
Prados, would it be Lance the Party Palmer or Andre the Bull Harrison, who, by the way, defeated Marco via triangle in 2012 for the interim title holder. Actually, 2017, everyone has an interim title holder. We go to the interim Canadian title holder in the lightweight division. Prados, will it be? That's right. Will it be the Bull or will it be the Party?
Well, I really think that listening to Ray Sefo talk about his fighters and getting that inside track on Junkie the other day, I really think that at least Ray Sefo believes that Harrison is going to be some kind of challenger for Lance Palmer. And of course, Lance had a little bit of a misstep and a couple of fights back ago, and he lost the title and he regained it back from the guy that he had a rematch from. I mean, 15-0 is no joke. I mean, even though he beat Marco and he beat me and he beat you, Tony, I mean, we can't say that he's not, you know, a challenge. So, and I love Lance Palmer. He's doing a lot of stuff with Team Alpha Male, and he's, you know, one of the coaches, and he's still fighting. And I would love to take him in this fight, but I'm going to go with the underdog. I think that I'm going to take a dog here, and I'm going to take Harrison, even though he's just beat all of us, and he's going to beat Lance Palmer. I don't know. I think he's going to. I'm going to take him TKO in the second.
TKO in the second. Wow. All right. We go to the interim UFC interim middleweight champion, Marco Fumueco. Marco, will it in fact be the Party or will it be the Bull?
I'm actually at the heavyweight champion now, man. I'm above 220 now. the Party is going to get it started, dude. Freaking Lance Palmer come from Team Guillotine Alpha Male. I don't know anything about this other kid, man. I mean, 15-0, yeah. You can be 15-0 if you're beating up on my freaking dog, you know? And Lance Palmer got the pedigree of the Team Alpha Male guys. He trains with Uriah Faber. He trains with Cody Garbrandt. He trains with, like, the cream of the cream of the lighter weight divisions, man. So I cannot pick the other kid by no chance. I'm just going to see it's Lance Palmer all day. He's going to grind this down. He's going to take him down. He's going to wear on him. Eventually, he's going to caught him with a freaking guillotine or any form of submission. It's Lance Palmer in the third round all the way, man. As much as I would like to pick the underdog, if I get no good information on the underdog, I cannot in good faith pick him. So Lance Palmer all the way, third round submission.
Hey, does anyone know? I just forgot. What's Harrison's nickname, guys? Hello?
Nope.
His nickname?
No one knows his nickname? Crody is. You know his nickname. What's his nickname? The Bull. Gosh, hold on. Yeah, let's edit all that out. Andre the Bull Harrison, of course, and he's fighting. What's Lance's nickname, Pam?
The Party.
That's right.
Get the party started.
Let's be honest, guys. That's right.
Oh.
Cue the music. It's going to be Lance, the Party, Palmer, even though Team Team Alpha Fail in a booth, the beautiful PBZ. We're going to pick Lance, the party, Palmer, in a defeat, let's say, second round submission, even though, of course, they did lose PBZ. That's right.
My girl, that,
that's
like
the Team Alpha Fail.
Right.
Darn, I should have hit the music. I should have recorded Brody so I can play that over and over and over again.
Can't
right?
do it.
All right. All right, guys. We go up to, I don't know, how the heck is this the main event, Marco? You got to help me with this. World Series of Fighting, listen, I respect and more than likely I fear Race Hippo. Let's get this straight because Race Hippo can certainly kick my ass. But how the heck is this the main event? We go, and you know what? Proteus, Clue, Q, TJ, who's your mama? Ready? Because we're going to have a bunch of this right here. All right, I'm going to give it my best, guys, and you guys correct me. Marco, you lived in Europe, so you're going to be able to correct me. Get ready. Blagoy, Ivanov.
I lived in Europe.
TJ,
that's what I said.
TJ, who's your mama?
Exactly.
Close enough.
Blagoy, Ivanov. Whatever. 30
TJ,
years young, guys.
TJ, who's your mama?
100%. 30 years young, guys. 14-1-1 and the interim title holder in the heavyweight division for the UFC. 5'11", guys. The Bulgarian Inovov. Inovov. Whatever.
Ivanov.
4-1, guys.
Ivanov.
In his
Ivanov.
Last five. There you go.
TJ.
Even though.
Who's your mama?
Ivanov, I can't say it right. Ivanov still has, I got nothing there. Damn, that's a good one. Three straight wins,
I got
guys,
it.
At World Series of Fighting. Before, he was 4-1 in Bellator, guys. Good grappler with submission skills, guys. He's going up against Sean, the Savage. I'm not Michael Jordan. I should have dropped the I Believe I Could Fly. 32 years young, guys. 19, thank you. 19-7, guys. And I don't know why I put his 5'6", he's clearly not. He's a 6-footer, easy. Jordan, of course, an ATT member, and not with my phone company, but America's top team with the beautiful, of course, Joanna Janjecek. Well, maybe not beautiful, but we definitely love her. The former UFC fighter, guys. Jordan has not only fought once before at World Series of Fighting, but you guys didn't like that. Oh, sorry. I like her. Jordan is 6-4, guys, in his last 10, 4-1 in his last 5, and most of Jordan's fights end with a KO, TKO. Just like every single time I try to kiss my wife, it ends in a TKO, KO, guys. Jordan, of course, finished Cannoneer and Derek Lewis, so we go to the one and only Marco. Would it be the one and only Ivanov, whatever, or Jordan? What say you, Marco?
Okay, I don't know why, but I'm not going to ride with the Russian this time. Ivanov is good, but I don't think he's great. And I still get the picture of Sean Jordan doing the swing chin music in Derek Lewis, man. That was pretty freaking cool. Jordan is pretty athletic, you know, former football player for Louisiana State University. You know, fullback at that. Go figure. Running back. I think Jordan is a more athletic guy of these two. I think he'll be able, if he doesn't get on a brawl like he usually does, to control this fight and eventually cast his Russian with something and put him down and TKO him probably in the third round. The caveat that I do not know too much about this guy Ivanov and these heavyweight Russians are sometimes sneaky on you, but I do know about Sean Jordan. He does have heart. Does have punching power, and he's athletic as all hell, man. He's a 250-pounder that backflips, for crying out loud. So, yeah, I'm going to pick up Jordan with a third-round TKO, and, you know, I guess the new WSOF heavyweight champion, interim UFC heavyweight champion, Bellator heavyweight champion, because Bellator need a heavyweight champion, too, and all that stuff. We're going to need you guys.
Marco, this has nothing to do with the fact that he's from El Paso, right?
Alternative facts.
I could care less. I've been in El Paso, and El Paso, Texas sucks, dude. It's too flat.
I used to live in El Paso.
I don't like El Paso. I've been in El Paso. El Paso sucks. There's nothing to do there.
Damn, what's
a
you?
I wasn't a station.
I'm going to apologize.
to absolutely nobody.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
man.
Is,
Marco Tate, El Paso.
The military, they got a military base up there. I did their PDY a couple of times, and there ain't shit to do in El Paso, man. It's boring, dude. Fuck El Paso.
Oh, damn.
Do you want to hear an alternative fact?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I actually went to El Paso High School, cabrón.
Oh, so sad. Sorry for you. Sorry for you, Pam. You know that
I did. I went to El Paso High School. Is that too funny? That's too funny. And we actually went,
really
what we used to call El Paso. We used to, yes, I did. I went to El Paso High School in my senior year. We used to call El Paso Northern Juarez, what we would
for
call
show.
It.
Man.
You better not boo me. F*** you.
You know, I'm telling the truth.
I don't know if I believe
that.
I know you are. You are.
Pammy's from New Mexico. I don't believe those facts.
Mm-hmm.
Alternative facts.
Yeah. So
no,
I well, my dad, you know.
Did you go to El Paso?
Okay.
No,
let's pick fights.
Yeah. Okay. Who's turning? Who's crackling? Somebody's crackling.
Not me.
Marco.
Alternative facts. I don't believe it.
It was through that Texas phone.
Yeah, it was Marco. Yeah,
alternative facts.
All right. So Marco, of course, choosing... Marco, did you really choose Jordan, or are you joking?
No, I'm choosing Jordan. I'm picking Jordan, and I'm riding with it.
Wow. All right. Well, we go to the one and only Pam. I thought you were joking when you picked Sean Jordan. I really was. Pam, do you agree? Sean the Savage versus
okay.
TJ Who's Your Mama?
I don't laugh. I picked Jordan as well. And I'll tell you what.
Damn.
Okay, we're talking about Blagoy Ivanov from Bulgaria. Okay, he's Bulgarian. His last loss was in 2014, May of 2014. He is a submission specialist, and he favors the rear naked choke. He has gone five rounds, and Sean Jordan has also gone five rounds in the fight. So both of them have gone the distance. But alternative fact, Sean Jordan has never lost a fight by submission. 15 of his wins come by KO. He's on a six-fight win streak. He has the reach advantage, the height advantage, even though it's just an inch and 2 inches of reach. Remember, those inches count, man. I am picking him to win by a first-round TKO.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Did you hear that? Oh, my gosh.
That's exactly what I did to your mother,
mm-hmm.
buddy.
This show has turned
excuse
a little too dirty.
Me, bitch.
I'm not joking. That's right, I said it. Proteus, there's no way you're choosing the Savage. Tell me you're joking. Tell me you're choosing. I got it now, guys. Ivanov. Tell me you're choosing Ivanov. Blagoy Ivanov versus Sean the Savage Jordan, who, by the way, makes me look good when I take off my shirt. Who are you choosing?
Yeah, I'm gonna continue with my Alv picks, and I'm gonna take Blagoy. I mean, he's the champion, and he's honestly. I mean, I love Sean Jordan, and I know that he's capable of doing all kinds of roundhouse kicks to the head, but I don't know if he's gonna be able to get that done in this fight. I really am leaning towards Blagoy. As much as I want to give Sean Jordan the nod, I just can't do it. So I can't do it. And I'm going to take Blagoy by. I'm also going to take first round TKO Blagoy.
Okay.
He remains and still.
So you're taking
the
Bulgarian Brute Ruset. Oh, wait. Wrong transport.
All right, guys. I got caught up. Hold on, guys. Brados, cue the music.
Because right now, I'm
watching... Are y'all sending pictures again? oh, my God.
No, I'm watching FS1 and Misha Tate right there. So... Oh my God, how I miss Misha Tate. How I miss Misha Tate. I'm not going to lie, guys. Oh, man. And you know what the worst part is, guys? I'm going to tell you what the worst part is. By the way, shout out to Junkie Radio, who we love. But here's the one thing. I was going to fly down there when Misha Tate was going to be a Junkie, guys. And it was not confirmed, so I didn't fly down there. Proteus knows this whole story. And guess what? She shows up. And it... Exactly. Proteus, to make it worse, I was chatting with Gigi via email, right, or text, I forgot what it was, and he said, you would fly down for just Misha? I said, hell yeah, not only would I fly down just for Misha, but I would fly down for Megan Anderson, Marco, and guess who shows up a few days later? Megan Anderson.
Megan.
What the hell is going on out
what
here,
your
guys?
Favorite pick? What is your heavyweight pick, bro?
Oh, sorry. I got lost. All right, my heavyweight pick, I'm picking myself over Blagoy Ivanov because I am the UFC's heavyweight interim champion. So, in all sincerity, I'm picking Ivanov. There's no way, guys. He's a good grappler, guys. He's got really good submission skills. I know a lot of people don't know that much about him, guys. But he actually is a very, very good submission specialist. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Jordan is athletic, and all his fights usually end with a KO or a TKO, guys. But it will be Blagoy somehow submitting Sean Jordan. So I'm picking Ivanov over Jordan, guys.
Bye.
Bruce Pacha. Bruce Pacha. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm picking a second round sub over Ivanov.
Okay.
All right, guys.
I guess you didn't hear my alternative bet.
No, what was it?
My alternative bet for Jordan was he has never lost by submission.
Yeah, that pretty much just throwing that out the deal there. Right there, Proteus. Don't you think, Proteus?
Just throwing that out there.
When it says never, right? When that says never, that means there's a. So you're telling me there's a chance? Exactly. Thank you, Brian Callen. All right, guys, let's go into the spotlight fight of the night because we all know how we love this one. Spotlight fight of the night, and of course, I'm pretty sure we're all going to choose UFC Fight Night 107 as your spotlight fight of the night. Proteus, cue the music because I'm going first. Cue it, Proteus. My spotlight fight of the night, women, bantamweight, we go. Hit it, Proteus. Cue it. Lena Landsberg going up against Lucy Pudilova, whoever the heck she is. And I don't care because it's Lena Landsberg. Exactly. So there will be, in fact, Josh, there will be Careless Whisper tonight. Lena Landsberg going up against Lucy Pudilova is my spotlight fight of the night. Hang out for those Swedish meatballs and IKEA. We're choosing the one and only Lena Landsberg. We go to the one and only Marco, spotlight fight of the night.
I'm going with the heavyweights, Olya Nemchik versus Timothy Johnson. Somebody's going to sleep, and I don't care who it is, this guy's going to throw leather, and somebody's going to get nanai. Olya Nemchik versus Timothy Johnson.
Wow. Olya Nemchik versus Johnson. And one of my favorite parts of any one of our shows, by the way, was when Proteus and I were doing and with Marco was there, we were doing the pick show, and Proteus says, Olya Nemchik. And then right on cue, I dropped.
TJ, who's your mama?
that was one of our best nights. We go to the beautiful Pam. Pam, what will be your spotlight fight of the night?
I'm going with Joe Duffy and Riza Madadi because I like Joe Duffy.
I love that fight. Hey, last fight of his contract, too, so very interested on that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's it. I like Joe Duffy.
My daddy was a good guy, too, before my daddy passed. Oh, that's not what you mean. Never mind. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
All right. We go to the one and only Prados. Prados, spotlight fight of the night.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to take spotlight fight of the night. Brad Pickett versus Marlon Vieira. Again, just because Brad Pickett, I mean, I know everybody who is not a longtime fan of MMA is like, why are you picking Brad Pickett? I mean, he hasn't done anything in the past little while. But you know what? That, if you go back to the WEC days, and I apologize if you guys have already covered this, but if you go back to the WEC days, Brad Pickett was the man. I mean, he came out, first fight, got a one-punch knockout, and that's, you know, his legend grew from there. And this is his last fight. And I know he was in the fight the last time with Uriah Faber, and it was Uriah's last fight. But you know what, guys, when we see these guys go away, when we see these guys retire, and we see, you know, people that we've been watching and we've been following for years, we wanna put our heart out to them. And this is my spotlight fight of the night because, guys, Brad Pickett's been in the game for a long time, and if you don't know who he is, go back and watch his fights. Fight Pass is there. Look him up. Brad Pickett versus Marlon Vieira. Thank you, Tony.
And not only that, Prados, but like Marco said it loud and clear, if you don't have Fight Pass, you're not going to be able to watch this these fights. You're not going to watch this card if you don't have Fight Pass. So, you know, shout out to Fight Pass, I guess, right? Not really. By the way, I do want to get this out. Just, we have been confirmed, Prados, for yet another. Listen, we do this for fun, but we have clocked enough minutes, all of us guys, that we're no longer amateurs per se, but we're going to be covering Conquer Fighting here in the Bay Area. So we just got confirmation from that. So shout out to Conquer Fighting on that one, guys. Yeah. All right, guys. Exactly. Conquer. Let's close out with this, guys. Before we only have time for one hot topic, and I love when Prados does a hot topic, but we're going to do a hot topic, guys. And the beautiful Pam is going to bring up the hot topic. Pam, are you ready, or do you want me to cue you up for it?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. My hot topic today, what was my hot topic? I'm kidding. I had read where the commission is going to pay an extra 20% to the opponent of the person that does not make weight.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, that's only in California.
That's only in California. Yeah, that's only. And what was my hot topic?
Pam's hot topic, the old guy. Hold on, let me cue you up. Pam. Well, edit. All right, hold on. Cue this one. We're going to edit here. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, Pam.
Remind me.
Well, Pam's going to go over our hot topic. Pam, your hot topic was the young guys calling out the old guys. Shh. All right, Pam.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
My hot topic was, and my thing is, like the young guys calling out the old guys. For example, Gastelum calling out Anderson Silva, and I understand that he's trying to make this name for himself, but keep in mind, he just beat an aging post-ped Vitor. Before that, he beat another aging, but you know, good aging, but another fighter who had not fought in over 2 years and won. So now he's calling out Anderson Silva. And I'm thinking, I mean, these are good names to add to your resume, but in my opinion, that they're padded fights. So what do y'all think about that?
I think Kevin Gastelum is doing the right thing. He beat Vitor, that is no longer TR Titor. He beat Tim Kennedy, you know, so he's going to go fight for our freedom without, you know, worrying about having to get punched in the face again. Beat Nate Marquardt, beat Uriah Hall. I mean, the guy is 4-0 as a middleweight. He's the Frankie Edgar of the middleweight. He doesn't have to cut all that weight anymore. He got awesome boxing. He got cardio for this. He's a decent grappler. And I think he's going to beat Anderson. Anderson took the fight. They're fighting in Rio in
June. I saw that. Anderson, yeah, I saw that.
Anderson, Anderson couldn't say no, I want somebody else, but Anderson took the fight. Mm-hmm. So this is the scenario. If Anderson win, okay, you just beat a second contender, you know, that Bronson, quote-unquote, beat, and then Gastelum, you're just waiting for the either the rematch with Michael Bisping or George St. Pierre when that fight happens, because they don't want Yoel Romero to get that belt. Believe me that. But if Gastelum wins, well, you get a young buck, 24 years old, Mexican prospect that everybody freaking love. They speak Spanish, they speak Portuguese, they speak English, and you can ride with that. You can really ride with that. The guy, if you put the right push behind him, is very, very marketable. Then, well, he's going to have to face the monsters of Romero, Rojo, and, you know, Jacare. But Jacare has taken a Whitaker. Rojo has to eventually fight one day. He hasn't fought since he lost the title. And Romero, they're just waiting for him to get old. Yeah. Feel the power. Feel the energy. With every step we take, the empire becomes mine. I love the fact that Kevin called Anderson Silva. It's a good move for him. It's a good career move. And it's a win-win for him.
Prados.
Prados?
Yeah. Yes, no. We did talk about this on Sunday's show with Ryan Moody, and I think that Calvin Gastelum calling out Anderson Silva is the perfect fight for him, especially at a weight class where he may not be able to contend with, you know, say the top five. You know, I mean, it's a perfect fight for him. And I'm so glad the UFC decided to put it together. And they decided to listen to me, and they decided to put it together. Thank you, UFC. No, I thought this was a perfect follow. Honestly, for Gastelum, I thought it was a perfect call-out because, one, he was having the weight issues at 170. He's calling out people, or he's fighting people that he may have a greater chance of beating. I mean, he may have a good chance against Anderson Silva, and I think it's a wonderful fight for him to take. And not only is it a wonderful fight for him to take, because he is, as Marco said, fluent in not only Spanish, but Portuguese and English. He can be a big star, not only in Mexico or any of the Spanish-speaking states, but he can also be a big star in not only Brazil, but Spain, anywhere where they speak Portuguese. I don't know. Maybe they only speak Portuguese in Portugal.
Portugal. Yeah, Portugal and Brazil, that's it.
Yeah, Portugal. Anyways. He can be a big star everywhere. He can be a huge star, not only in speaking Spanish, but also in speaking Portuguese. So I thought it was a great fight for him. And I said that on Sunday. I thought, you know what, perfect call out. And he ended up getting it. And as the UFC said, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah. Let's not forget, this is on the fight game. You always fit the old to the new, and that's the way it works in boxing, in wrestling, in every single combat sport. You always fit the old to the new. If the guy is ready, you know, you replace the old with the new one. And I agree with Pro, 100%. Ask and you shall receive. And I really like this fight for Kevin. A very winnable fight. I'm gonna ride with this kid, and let's see what the kid got.
All right, guys, let's call it a night. Of course, the one and only Prados will do the like that, and the beautiful Pam will do the we're gone. But before we close, guys, let's do a Twitter follow of the week, because I have one. And Marco knows I listen to the Fighter and the Kid and the Big Brown Breakdown, Marco, you know that. But the one thing is that we've seen is smack talkings are us, even if you don't really speak the language very well. And I got to give my Twitter follow of the week, guys. Let's cue the music to the one and only Valentina Shevchenko, guys, because they're going back and forth with Pam's one and only the lioness, Amanda Nunes. But I like the fact that, listen, Valentina may not be the beautiful Misha Tate, but she's she's turning heads now, guys, with the way she's been dressing or dancing and everything else and the smack talking. So I'm going to give it up to the one and only follow, of course, the beautiful Valentina Shevchenko at Bullet Valentina. Proteus, what say you?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to an old favorite of mine is at Mighty Car Mod. They did some stuff. They did a car mod for the Fast and the Furious, and I thought it was very interesting. So go check it out. Check out their Twitter. Check out their YouTube page. That's it for me.
And the beautiful Pam, Twitter follow of the week.
Okay, my Twitter follow of the week, since you're going that route, is follow Amanda Nunes at Amanda underscore Leoa, L-E-O-A. That's the champion right there.
Wow. Well, you know, we got to leave it to the man himself, the man who did the perfect clothes last week, the one and only Marco.
Okay, I'm not going to get you to follow, but I'm going to give you my podcast of the week. Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Guys, start getting some good information about the universe and listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson because he's just simply the man.
Marco, you didn't do the win. That catch you guys next time.
I'm going to let everybody else say goodbye.
Close it out.
No?
Close it out, Marco.
Everybody say their goodbye. Okay, guys. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow Tony at DJ Tony. Follow Pan at Pandora Box. Follow Proteus at Proteus. Follow the show at Another MMA Cast. And we gotta leave you guys. Catch you guys next week.
Proteus, all you.
Well, you know what, Tony? It's very nice to speak with all of you again tonight, and I thank you very much for your time. Not only are we looking forward to UFC London, but we're also looking forward to WSOF this weekend. And you know what? We're also looking forward to Bellator. So, Tony, I'm going to throw it back to you. What is your favorite card of this weekend? Give us a quick one, real quick.
Nothing. All right, we got to close. And like that,
UFC London.
Hit it, Pam.
That's mine.
We're gone. Mwah.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.